to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, February 8th edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Continuing on with this story about the proposed budget by the governor. This is what we're looking at here. Is a huge spending proposal, and I'm not seeing how she's going to pay for it. She claims it's not going to require new taxes. How exactly, Governor, are you going to fund $80.7 billion without the $9 billion that you got from Washington, D.C. for the China virus? How are you going to do it? She doesn't break it down. She wants us to believe that we're going to have $9 billion of increased revenue magically appear into our state's economy. Not seeing it, Governor. Not seeing it. And so as the budget goes through the budget process, goes to the House and goes to the Senate, well, she's going to have to come to the harsh reality that they're going to have to do some spending cuts in order to match the projected revenue coming in. Why? Because she has other proposals I haven't even talked about yet. Whitmer, under her proposed budget plan, would talk to directly 275,000 small businesses that have fewer than 100 employees. Small businesses, less than 100 employees. That's the majority of the companies and businesses up here in northern Michigan. I don't know that many companies, employers, have more than 100 employees here in our listening area. Maybe perhaps downstate. But 100 employees would have the option to enroll their workers, listen to this, in a state management retirement plan. The biggest state funds to support businesses would go toward the fund used to lure investments in the state from large companies. The governor requested an additional $500 million go into the SOAR, Strategic Outreach Attraction Reserve Fund, which provides grants to companies that create jobs in the state and money to prepare their work sites. The program has largely been used to subsidize electric vehicle related projects in the past, and State Budget Director Kyle Garant said the recommended boost for the SOAR funding would attract transformational projects and keep Michigan at the forefront of manufacturing. Oh my God, these people do not get it. You want to keep manufacturing here in the state of Michigan, Governor? Get rid of the monopoly that DTE and consumers has 90% of our electric grid. Manufacturing requires electricity. Instead of dangling these grants, these one-time infusion of dollars to lure to get them here, you need to lower the cost of manufacturing. if you lower the cost of manufacturing, it makes us competitive with other states like Kentucky and Tennessee, South Carolina, Alabama, Texas. Her proposed budget, proposed $250 million investment in state roads and another $150 million in spending on bridges and culverts. $250 million for roads. That's over and above the $9 billion MDOT budget from last year. This is an increase, Governor. It's not clear in this Detroit Free Press story. Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat of Lansing, said Democratic lawmakers will craft their own spending priorities soon, as they then will begin to negotiate over the governor's proposed budget. But she said she was excited to see what she called historic investments in education. Of course, they have to dangle the money in education so that the union teachers can donate to the Democrat campaigns for this year's election of 2024. This is exactly how it's done. When you have a Democrat governor, a Democrat-led majority in the House and Senate, you create historic investments in education. Another Democrat communist from Royal Oak, Senator Mallory McMorrow, expressed concern that the funding for public transportation wasn't a bigger priority in Whitmer's proposed budget. Given the governor's Population Growth Council's recommended investments in public transit, I think it's hitting a point where it's the do or die on this issue. And it's critical that we no longer, particularly in the Metro Detroit area, don't fully fund the public transit system, McMorrow said. Public transportation that is not even being used. Empty buses. Still pushing for that stupid rail train to go from Royal Oak down to downtown Detroit. Whitmer said her budget provides more transit resources than past recommendations and welcomed further conversation with the lawmakers to see where they could spend more money. Spend more money. Well, meanwhile, the income tax issue. A legal battle related to the state's personal income tax rate hovers over this budget picture. Republicans argued that a 2015 law that triggered the tax cut after a spike in revenues was meant to be a permanent tax cut in the personal income tax from 4.25 down to 4.05, and that it should be made permanent. Well, the governor and Attorney General Dana Nessel both interpret the statute to provide that it was supposed to be only a one-year tax cut for last year, 2023, only for that tax year. At her Wednesday afternoon news conference, Whitmer expressed confidence that the Michigan Court of Claims ruling last year said that the tax rate can rise back up to 4.25% for this year. So we built a budget around what our expectations are, the governor said, end quote. You see, it's already in the works. She's wanting to go back to 4.25%, which would be a tax increase this election year, and there could be more. Well, we'll find out because the Michigan Court of Appeals will soon decide whether to uphold or overturn the lower court's ruling. I think this is going to go all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. The liberals control the courts. So I think we're going to get a tax increase. Personal income tax is going back up. So that's where we're at, folks. And the other thing about this, I don't get. Where is the House Minority Leader, Matt Hall? I don't see a comment from him anywhere. I looked in MERS. I looked in Free Press. I looked in Detroit News, Lansing State Journal, Gangware, M Live, Bridge, Michigan. I've looked everywhere, and silence from Matt Hall. Oh, that's right. He's being asked to step down because of his domestic violence criminal investigation going on in his life. Kind of falling off the radar, eh, Matt? Don't even have somebody from the House to speak for you. We're only going to get this from Senator Eric Nesbitt this morning? Right, got it. It's called leadership. If you can't provide the leadership, then resign. Pull your name out the hat as being the minority leader because you're not going to ever be speaker. It's not going to happen, Matt. You may as well divvy out the money to PACs right now for this election year and right off into the sunset. Because any state representative that votes to support you to be the speaker if and when the Republicans get back the majority, well, they'll be removed their next election. We cannot have this guy be the Speaker of the House ever. Yeah, I know he's a Republican in name only, but it's not going to happen. There's other components to the proposal put out by the governor. We're going to get into those in the final segment of this hour. Then we're going to talk with Ralph Rebant, running for Republican National Committee man. And then we're going to have other information for you. We've got some bills we're following. We've got a great show lined up. Lots of information for you today. What changes are going to be made specifically regarding garbage dumps and landfills? We'll talk about that. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Downstate Phyllis, you're the second person I've interacted with this morning who's trying to use common sense to understand liberals. The other person is a newspaper guy and a friend. What newspaper? That's my first question. Former conservative state representative, Republican National Committee man Dave Ajima, listening to the show before the bottom of the hour break. From my experience as a politician, Democrats always call spending an investment. But in my MBA studies, which he has a master's in business, an investment makes money, return on investment. It does not take or waste money. Two different perspectives. The first one, the Democrats, is completely bogus. But you see, Dave, they do it for messaging. When the common person hears that the state government is making an investment, they perceive it the way you know investments to be. We're spending money, we're investing money to improve our state to get a return on the investment. This not wasteful spending, throwing the money out the window, never to be seen again. Then how do you actually measure the return on that investment? Well, the governor claims with this SOAR fund, Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, that they're investing money in the forms of grants, tax credits, giveaways to get new startup businesses here. But if you look at the way the government runs its programs, the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars they're going to spend to get 25, 50, maybe 100 new jobs. When you factor the cost of the tax credits, the giveaways, versus the number of jobs you get, it's costing hundreds of thousands of dollars per job, which doesn't really, in the end, produce. There's no accountability. There's no tracking. They have no way of determining if those jobs ever come to fruition. Remember years ago, the electric battery company, 50, 60 million bucks, company never even opened. Did they give the money back? No. Why? Because there was no teeth in the punishment or penalties for not performing. You can promise whatever you want. Here's the money. Good luck. I hope it works out. This is so mismanaged, it is unbelievable. and how she thinks that she's going to make a deposit into the rainy day fund and she's not going to raise taxes? Well, we already know they're planning on a court ruling that will increase our state income tax from 4.05% to 4.25. That's already in her proposal. Then she's going to do expungement. She's moving money around from the Department of Education. She's tapping the retirement fund to pay for her four-year-old pre-K through 14, 2 years of free community college. This governor is an attorney, folks. You have to understand that they think differently than a business person, especially when they have an open checkbook known as taxpayers. They'll end up raising the taxes. They have to. Anywhere close to $80 billion, they're going to have to create more revenue. Now, you can propose a projected revenue stream all you want in a budget. Question is it going to come true? And based on the economic climate we've got going in Michigan right now, the price of gasoline, tourism is down, snow's not here. It's going to be 52 degrees today at the studio. February 8th, 52 degrees. Now they're saying colder weather's coming later this month. This polar vortex is coming, cold air, wind, creating lake effect snow. Folks, we're talking about the change on the clocks. You know how you fall back, spring forward? It's happening about a month from today. I think it's March 10th. Spring training for the Detroit Tigers down in Lakeland, Florida, starting this next month. The end of February, actually, I believe. Unbelievable. Well, they were able to pass some bills in the House yesterday. We're going to see exactly how they did it and exactly why they did it. Yesterday, the House saw bipartisan support resulting in the passage of three bills. Woohoo! They passed three bills in the House after the Democrats placed one of the House Republicans approved bills up on the board for the very first time in 2024. They gaveled in on January 10th. Yesterday was February 7th. Took him almost a month to put up one Republican bill. But it had Democrat support. Ralph Rebant in the next half hour. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code